It's today's comedy.
You should have let me prepare myself for a thing like this.
Comedy 1031.
I went out to a very nice dinner last night and enjoyed the dinner. Got the check at the end of the meal. Started thinking about the check at the end of the meal system. Not a real good system, I think. Money, if you think about it, is a very different thing before and after you eat. Before you eat, money has absolutely no value. Do you know that you sit down at the table, you're like the ruler of an empire. More drinks, more appetizers. We must have everything immediately, the greatest meal of our lives. Then after you eat, first of all, when you're really full, you can't remember ever being hungry ever in your life. You got the pants open, napkins destroyed, cigarette butt in the mashed potatoes. You know, it's not really festive. They give you the check, we were like, what is this? I don't understand. People are always mystified by the check, aren't they? They start passing it around the table. Does this look right to you? We're not hungry now. Why are we buying all this food? Sometimes you go to these nice restaurants, they put the check in a little book. You ever get this? What is this? The story of the bill? You know, once upon a time, somebody got the chicken. Just a little gold tassel. I'm not the last emperor. What's the damage? Let's get out of here.
Jerry Seinfeld. Today's comedy request line, who do you want to hear?
Hello, my name's Brandon. I would love to listen to Stephen Lynch. His superhero song is just hilarious.
If I could be a superhero, I would be Awesome Man. I'd fly around the world fighting crime according to my awesome plan. And if I saw criminals trying to lie, hurting other people and making them cry, I'd haul them off to jail in my awesome van. 'Cause I would be Awesome Man. Now kids, sometimes criminals want you to be a criminal, don't they? They offer you things like drugs and alcohol, but we know to just say no, right? Kids, let's pretend drugs and alcohol are bad.
A public service announcement from Stephen Lynch.
If I could be a superhero, I would be drug-free boy, telling the world of the evils of drugs and all of the lives they destroy. Well, I'd take all those junkies getting so high with their needles and bongs and their sticks made of tie. As I burn them alive, I would squeal with joy, 'cause I would be drug-free boy. If I could be a superhero, I'd be immigration dude. I'd send all those foreigners back to their homes for eating up all of our food and taking our welfare and best jobs to boot, like landscaping, dishwashing, picking our fruit. I'd pass a lot of laws to get rid of their brood, 'cause I'd be immigration dude. Ooh. Come on, kids, it's your turn. Your turn to make up a superhero.
Who? Valtrex, man? Isn't that the herpes medicine? Notice how no one went, yes, it is! You take in doses. It's like 3 every 6 hours. I've said too much. I am Valtrex, man. Oh, that's gross. Can you imagine him walking around the Justice League? He's like, hey, Superman! Hey, whoa! Oozing the pus of justice across America. Stop!
If you could be a superhero, would you be Justice Guy? Making sure people get what they deserve, especially women who lie. Like if a wife left her husband with 3 kids and no job, you could skin them and drain them of blood so they die. But then you would be Justice Guy. Or then you would be Valtrex Boy. Or then you would be a superhero like me.
Thank you!
Stephen Lynch.
It's openers, new comics you ought to know. From Los Angeles by way of Las Vegas, here's Greg Santos.
I think God is the best writer. This happened in my living room. I was high off of marijuana. Thank you. Thank you. I was high. My roommates were high. One of my roommates, he was the highest. And he's watching TV, and he got quiet, and he just goes like this. I'm gay. I was like, what was that? I was like, I think you thought it, but it came out, and we all heard it. And then he just looked at it super high, and he goes, yeah. And that's beautiful, right? I don't care what my friend does with his life, but in that moment, I realized we created the world's greatest anti-marijuana ad ever. Play that on MTV. It's like, weed makes you lazy and apathetic and gay. You're like, all right, straight to cocaine. I'm going straight to cocaine for that one. Yeah, that's cool. I live in a gay neighborhood now. It's beautifully decorated. I used to live in a bad neighborhood. It was decorated by gang members. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, MS-13. Very nice of you to do that. My gang had a very vocal artist. His name was Little Snoopy. I was like, how do you choose that name in a vicious gang? And I think he chose it when he was still kind of a nice guy. Like, he got in front of his crew on names night, and he's like, okay, guys, first off, just want to say thanks for jumping me in. That was a good one, Hector. That hurt real bad. I'm going to feel that for days. Okay, I've decided my name, and it's Little Snoopy. They're like, why, dog? It's because I like the character development of Charles Schultz. Yeah. And I got a pet bird, dog. Next guy comes up all motivated. He's like, oh, that's what's up. He's like, I like scary stories, but they better be family friendly. I'm Goosebumps. I love Arl Stein. Third guy's like, I'm more of a gun guy. One gun, two gun, red gun, blue gun. Soy Dr. Suez. He can't say it because he's Mexican. Woo! Don't be alarmed. I can make fun of Mexicans. I happen to be 100% racist. I love you. You're the best. Guys, I'm Greg Santos. Take it easy.
That's Greg Santos. For more, check out Five Spot Comedy at SideshowNetworks.com.
You can't talk to women because women communicate on a level that is light years ahead of men. Really, it's like women have Bluetooth and we still have rotary phones. You ever have a woman start telling you a story? Pull up a chair. Again, I love you ladies, but there is no such thing as a short story. Because women get caught up in the detail, in the minutia of the story. So first, they have to tell me the entire backstory. Then she will proceed to identify each and every character in the story. And then, and ladies, this is my favorite part, you make reference to past stories as if I had been listening to those. By the time you get to the story, I've checked out. I literally have mentally left the room. You don't believe? Try it. Try it. Just ask a woman a simple question, sit back and watch her go. You know, something, I don't know. How is work today? Work today? Well, oh no, let me tell you about work today. First of all, when I got there, Randy Stephanie, remember I told you about that bitch 3 years ago, she wore the same dress to me, to Christmas party. You know I like that bitch since. I saw Deb by the water cooler. That fat cow didn't gain weight. She think I'm gonna die because she gained weight. I ain't no rice cake because everyone eat rice cake and then we gotta go eat a salad, blah, 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 blah. Ladies, the proper answer to that question is fine.
Alonzo Bowden.
Trying to get into inventing, and that's hard. I know what I'm going to try to invent, you know. I don't know if I'm being overly ambitious, but I'm trying to invent an ironing board that when you open it, it doesn't sound like this. Every ironing board I've ever opened sounds like a witch being boiled in oil. Double, double, twin, and double! You ever just look at an ironing board? Can you imagine getting that approved in today's safety-conscious world? What did you want to get an approval on? I call it an ironing board. I want to have like a surfboard-shaped device about this high, and I want to support it with two thin crisscrossing poles so the center of gravity is precariously high. So the slightest nudge would be sure to topple it. Then I want to put a big hot metal thing on the top of that with water the temperature of lava oozing out the sides and dripping off the board for burn wounds. I want one side to be a white hot heat for scarring. I want the sheer weight to be able to cause blunt force trauma. And I want the whole thing to come to a point for puncture wounds. It seems a little unsafe for adults. I'm not finished. I want a cord coming down so you get the toddlers involved. Why are we allowed to have these? Inventions intrigue me. I was reading about the walkie-talkie, and I read it was a military invention. That surprised me, because usually military stuff has strong names, you know, Apache helicopter, Tomahawk missile, walkie-talkie. How did that slip through the system? It's a general talking to some guy. What do you have there, soldier? Well, it's a new communication device. It's untethered, which will enable the troops to speak effectively when they're in the field. What's it called? Walkie-talkie. Look, I'm walkie and I'm talkie. Now you walkie and talkie, General. I'm walkie and talkie. Are you walkie and talkie? I like it, soldier. What's this explosive device? The whammy kablammy. And this is the rooty-tooty aiming shooty. Walkie-talkie.
Brian Regan.
I'm guessing by now you've already heard that Wyatt Cenac's got a TV show in development called People of Earth. Well, it's not out yet, but you know what is out? His brand new album, Furry Dumb Fighter. It's his new set. It's his third set. I think it's his best yet. You can go and get it digitally at all the usual places. And next week, right here in Today's Comedy, we're going to be featuring it as our comic of the week. So you'll get a big chance to hear a lot of it. And then go and buy it. Let's support our comedians. Wyatt Cenac's Furry Dumb Fighter. It's out there right now. You're going to hear it next week. Short break, and I'm going to be back with Daniel Tosh, Bill Engvall, Brian Posehn. It's going to be funny. Count on us.